Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Now we go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. We are joined by MLB.com's Mike Petriello. Mike, it's great to have you back on Ben and Woods this morning here in San Diego. How have you been?
I've been great, guys. And listen, I know you want to talk about baseball, but I have two little kids, so if you want to get into dumb jokes, I can keep up with there, too.
That we actually would love that. To be honest with you, my partner, nothing gets him going more than a good, solid dad joke at 7:41 in the morning, Mike. If you have one, let it fire. I'm serious. Let it flow.
No, none I'm going to subject your listeners to this early in the morning.
Well, if you want a master class in Twitter on a daily basis, I highly, highly recommend going and giving Mike a follow, Mike Petriello, Mike_Petriello. Man, you knock it out of the park on a daily basis, and we're all huge fans of what you do.
Well, thank you so much. It's really kind of you. I appreciate that.
Let me start with Aaron Judge, because I know you've written a ton about him. Watched all the at-bats yesterday. He got walked intentionally in the 10th inning with runners at first and second.
Smart move, actually.
The Barry Bonds treatment. Hey, it worked out. Yep. The Blue Jays won that game, but of course, delaying another day, the potential of number 61. How do you put his season that he's having offensively in historical perspective right now, Mike?
It's an interesting conversation, because you'd think this would be an easy answer. Like, it's great. You know, it's going to be one of the seven or so best home run seasons of all time. It's going to be one of the seven or so best OPS plus seasons of all time, and higher than that, depending on when you choose to start history. Like, obviously a lot of people don't look at the pre-integration times in the same way and some of the shortened seasons in the same way. And it's just been fascinating to me how much like angst and argument there is about this. Like, I get that a lot of it goes back to how you feel about Barry Bonds and maybe how you feel about the Yankees, but it shouldn't be that complicated. Like, this is full stop, no caveats, one of the greatest hitting seasons in the history of baseball. It's not better than Barry Bonds, in my opinion, because regardless of how you feel about him, he's the best hitter who ever lived.
Yep.
But we have not seen a season like this in a very long time, and it's not just about the home runs. It's about the entirety of what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. Also, I don't know, you can't quantify it, but to do it in a walk year is bananas to me. That's the thing I can't wrap my head around. Like, no, I'm going to take a risk and gamble on myself and turn down a massive contract and then go out and hit not 40, not 45, but 60 with a few games to go.
It's absolutely amazing. I think I'm not an expert on all the other sports, right? But I imagine this is going to be the best walk year in sports history.
Got to be.
I mean, I know NFL free agency doesn't work this way in the first place. So, you know, maybe it's not a great comparison. Maybe there's an NBA year I'm not thinking about. But in baseball history, because we've looked into this, I cannot think of a better walk year than this. You know, you've got like some Alex Rodriguez years and some other, you know, recent years. But this is like, this is the best year I think I've seen. And I got to say, I don't envy the front offices who have to try to figure out how to value him in free agency. Like, there's no question he has earned himself money. He will do better than the contract he has turned down. That is absolutely true. But I also don't know what to make of him going forward. Like, is this the new normal all of a sudden at 31 years old? Like, that seems unlikely. Like, he's always been extremely talented, obviously. I don't know that you can look at this season and say, well, this is what I'm going to get for the next 6, 7, 8 years, because he's not, you know, Bryce Harper young, Manny Machado young, when those guys were when they signed the contract. So, like, it's not a 10-year deal coming, but it might be, you know, a 5-year deal at some obscene, like, average annual value. I'm interested to see how this plays out.
Yeah, you and me both. We're talking to Mike Petriello, writes for MLB.com. So There's been the MVP debate every single year can get a bit mundane. It can get, you know, it's fun to talk about. I mean, we didn't have a game last night. So, yeah, we're kind of diving into, our guy here that we look at is Manny Machado. And if you cover the team like we do and you see him every day and you know the backstories of what he's been through, at least, you know, off the field this year, Fernando going down. And I know you don't look at you said on Twitter, you don't look at a guy's help, right? The guys that he has around him when you're evaluating for MVP. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. When I tweeted it out, I had a lot of Padres fans saying, well, Arenado and Goldschmidt have each other.
They got each other, yeah.
And Machado doesn't. I'm like, well, first of all, I'm not going to demerit one of the Cardinals guys because they happen to have really good teammate. And second of all, if you're going to use that argument for Machado, I feel like you got to use it for JT Realmuto as well because he's been fantastic. But to me, it's an individual award for individual achievements. I mean, if the debacle of the Angels over the last 5 years has taught us anything, it's that no matter what kind of legendary superstars you have, baseball is a team game. You know, one player cannot make you good or bad. You need a whole team. An individual cannot do that by himself.
I kind of thought a few weeks ago that Paul Goldschmidt just was going to run away with it, but he's kind of gone into a slump, and Manny's had a really strong month of September here. So how do the numbers, just straight numbers, no help, you know, nothing that considered, how do you feel like they compare to each other and throw Nolan in the mix as well?
Yeah, I thought when Goldschmidt looked like he might win the Triple Crown, it seemed like a slam dunk. You know, like that, if he did that, there was no doubt he was going to win the MVP. And you're right, he's really had a downturn over the last couple of weeks. And I don't want to say that the end of the season counts more than early in the season because it's a long year and all the games equal one win.
Sure.
So for me, when I think a little bit less of Goldschmidt's case now, it's not because it's happening recently. It's just because he's really come back to the pack a lot. Like, no matter what, he's going to end up the season as the best hitter in the National League. Nobody can change that, not Machado, not anybody else. But his case is obviously hurt by being a first baseman. And you look at some of the guys he's compared to, right? Arenado and Machado are elite defensive third baseman. You know, Lindor is a very good shortstop. Mookie Betts is a fantastic outfielder. Realmuto is maybe the best defensive catcher in baseball. And it's hard for a first baseman, no matter how good they are, to stand up to that. And that's kind of why, if you were to look at the wins above replacement leaderboards of Fangraphs, it's like a five-way tie for first place right now.
Crazy.
I honestly have no idea how it's going to work out. It might be like the closest MVP race that we've had in years.
It's been crazy, too, because you just said something. You know, you just said something that sparked a conversation that was had on Twitter yesterday, not by you and not by, you know, Fangraphs or anything like that. There's a Twitter handle called SIS Baseball, and they do some metrics and things like that. And they had the Padres about 18th, you know, right in the middle of the defensive runs saved in baseball. And the weird part is that they had third base listed as -3 defensive runs saved.
The Cardinals, by the way, +25.
Right.
And so I look at that. It made me feel like a crazy person.
Me too.
I mean, I love Nolan Arenado's defense.
He's great.
But I think Manny Machado's every bit as good. I've watched this season. I think Manny's been terrific. And I couldn't understand how that number came to be.
And honestly, Mike, I looked at that and I went, I don't get metrics. I don't get it. I've never been a math guy. I've never been a numbers guy. It's hard for me to embrace, you know, a lot of the stuff that people talk about. I'm trying to learn. Guys like yourself help me out tremendously on a daily basis. But I look at that and go, Manny Machado's worth -3 defensive runs saved. I don't think so. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, so listen, there's two really major defensive metrics, right? So that one you're talking about, they do defensive runs saved and they do a very good job. And then there's the StatCast one, which is where I work on, and that's how it's above average. And I'm 100% not trying to make this a competition between two metrics here, but
sure,
the StatCast numbers have him as a +7, the sixth best defensive third baseman in baseball.
Oh, that sounds
okay.
A little
more.
That's
more palpable for us.
Totally, but then listen, I could go on other shows in other cities and, like, I'll give you a great example. StatCast metrics hate Austin Riley. They think he's terrible, and Braves fans lose their minds over that because they watch him and they think he's fine. So, you know, the eye test and the numbers don't always match up, but my obvious bias aside about the numbers that I work on, I'm kind of with you that I still think Machado is a good third baseman.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems so obvious.
Let's take those StatCast numbers, though. What goes in, and I know you probably could explain it for 2 hours and we don't have that kind of time, but what generally goes in to those numbers? I mean, is there like video on how far away balls are, how hard they're hit? I mean, how many different factors go in to those defensive rating numbers?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I can explain it pretty simply, and we'll just stick to infielders for the moment here. It's not ever about hits and errors. It's about plays made and not made, right? Because you can get a ball that goes by you that's not scored an error that you should have made.
Right.
So the way it works is it looks at the distance you had to go to get to the ball, how much time you had. That's kind of where the hard hit of it comes in. Is it a slow roll or is it a hard hit shot? And what direction did you have to go? And then on appropriate batted balls, it also takes into account the speed of the runner, right? You don't care about the speed of the runner on a pop-up, but you do on the slower,
sure.
Or, you know, you got to make the play or not. So it takes all those factors and it looks at that opportunity and it says, okay, given similar opportunities, how often was this play converted into an out? And that's what it does. And so you can say, okay, well, he just made a great play, but it was rated as easy. This gets turned into an out 90% of the time. Or maybe it'll say, that was really hard. Only 10% of the time this is turned into an out. So you do that for every single play. You aggregate it over the course of the season. And that's an oversimplified way of explaining where you get those numbers from.
You know, it's so funny, Mike. I can remember telling my dad vividly in high school, Dad, I don't need to study math. I know I'm bad at it. I'm a baseball player. I'm good. I'll never need any of this percentage knowledge. I'll never need aggregates. It doesn't matter. Let me get my C. Get out of math class because I want to be a baseball player. And look at us now, you know, 25 years later. It is so much to digest.
Guys, I'm a history major. I
Well, may I keep up the really, really great work? That was the last one for me. Do you have one up?
Well, we were just talking about it. Have you seen the Have you seen the Chasing Nolan documentary on Netflix at all yet?
I have not had a chance to.
All right, just we were talking about it and trying to put his numbers in perspective because there was a lot that even I hadn't known about Nolan Ryan as you kind of look at his career and what an outlier. Like, he really was in the game of baseball for his longevity, the strikeout totals, though, and, I mean, the differentiation between him and some of the other power pitchers of his era.
The fact that his catcher, and if you watch it, and I highly recommend it, it's really good. We're not getting paid to, like, promote it or anything. It's just a really good documentary. His catcher goes, oh, I know everyone said he threw about 101. He goes, I'm here to tell you, he threw 107 miles an hour. And I'm like, there's no way. And he said... Did you really believe that? He goes, yeah, I'm the one that caught it. It's 107 miles an hour. I'm like, all right, you say so.
I'm not so sure about that, but I can tell you this. One of my favorite all-time baseball like trivia notes is that Nolan Ryan never once won a Cy Young Award, which is just wild to think about.
It's crazy. And they ask George Brett, Pete Rose, they ask Rod Carew, hey, how many did he win? They're all like, four? Three? No, three or four. And they're like, nope, zero. It is... The numbers that he put up, the innings that he pitched, the strikeouts, I mean, it was just through
the roof. You know, now in this era where, you know, Jacob deGrom can go 9-10 and win a Cy Young, Nolan Ryan had a season in his 40s where he led the league in ERA and strikeouts. That pretty much gives you the Cy Young right there, but he went 8-16.
They're like,
year.
No, he only won 8 games.
So no chance, right?
No, you're right. He almost pitched too much because he had, I don't know the exact number, but something like 15 different double-digit loss seasons because he was pitching so much and getting all the decisions.
Because he hated to come out of the game. I think you'll really enjoy that, man, and we certainly appreciate your time today. Keep up the great work. Everybody give Mike a follow. Just one of the better yeah, like you said, the way you just explained, you know, defensive metrics makes sense in my head now, so I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, guys. I enjoyed it.
That's Mike Petriello, MLB.com, on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.